This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those out there helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about everybody working on the Third Watch tonight. Whatever they're doing, however they're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's long-haul truckers, the men and women out there getting the job done coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can find us at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, and you might be surprised at what's over there and what you can save money on as well. Well, joining us right now, we have our friend Amanda Mackey, lawyer and Republican strategist, and she's with us right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I got to talk about last night, the special election in New Mexico. It didn't work so well for the Republicans. We had been hearing that the election was very close, very close. And again, the pollsters were out there saying, oh, yeah, it's a close race. It's going to be a toss-up. Well, not so fast. The Democrat defeated the Republican in New Mexico by about 2-1.
Yeah, it wasn't what we wanted. But here's the thing. Biden carried that district by 23 points, and the member who previously held that, Deb Haaland, who is now the Secretary of Interior, she carried that in 16 points in 2020. So, it wasn't what we wanted, and this is really critical that people realize that, you know, they were talking about how close that election would be, and unfortunately that didn't happen. That is what worries me for 2022. This is right now a one-party rule system in Washington. This is basically like a dictatorship. I mean, they can just about do anything that they want. If there weren't, Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, they would be able to literally do everything that they wanted to. And we've talked about it on the show before. We talked about the filibuster. They would eliminate the filibuster, which basically means they can ram everything through on a majority, simple majority vote, not the 60 votes that are required. They would add two new United States senators from the wonderful city of Washington, D.C. They would add those if they got D.C. statehood. What that would mean is two of the most liberal, guaranteed liberal senators in the United States, where they wouldn't even have to care what Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin again, Senator from West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema, Senator from Arizona, even think. let alone even try to negotiate with Republicans. So you have those two issues. You have the packing of the United States Supreme Court that would just be able to mm-hmm. run that right through. And the packing of the Supreme Court means four additional justices added to right now where they have nine justices. They would add four more. Now, President Trump got the most of any president. He had three nominees mm-hmm. That he was able to get through. They would pack it with four. Why not? Just change the rules because we can change the rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they think, and that's the way they operate. So this is the danger in not taking back the House in 2022. We are at risk of, again, another one-party rule system. Our founding fathers were smart enough every 2 years to make sure that we have midterm elections to be able to have a check and balance.
Let me ask you a question about the District of Columbia thing, because they cannot, whether they think they can or not, they cannot just legislate the District of Columbia in as a state. It has to be a constitutional amendment.
Well, there's differing views on that, which means it would probably go up for a challenge, and it would likely end up in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be challenged on those grounds. There are varying legal opinions on whether or not they can. But look, that's the first step for them. For them, it's about pushing this. But look, they pack the Supreme Court. They do then they have the D.C. statehood. Mm-hmm. What difference does it make what they do with D.C. Mm-hmm. statehood or anything else if it goes to the Supreme Court when they're added four additional justices?
Now, what people forget about is if we're talking Puerto Rico here, that's a simple vote, very simple. But not the District of Columbia, the way it's read and put forth in the Constitution.
And part of that reasoning is because they annexed land from adjacent state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are jurisdictional issues there. But now the governor of Maryland, for example, is a Republican, but he's a light Republican. And he may say, well, I'd be okay with that, which would be devastating, again, for the Republicans, because another bill that they would certainly promote and pass would be H.R. 1, the voting rights bill that the senator, Chuck Schumer, who leads the Senate right now, is the majority leader, has said will come up the last week in June. They will be voting on that bill. This is another dangerous bill that bans voter ID laws.
You're going to get cut off right there. There you are. You just got cut off, and we'll be right back with more with Amanda Mackey, lawyer and Republican strategist. And oh, by the way, Ron DeSantis signed an interesting bill yesterday that has national implications because of what the NCAA had to say about the bill that got signed.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And once again, a special shout-out to all my friends up there at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. Great job on Memorial Day. Appreciate everything you did. The people that stopped by to see us and the veterans that were there and the ceremony at noontime and all that, it was just great. And it's amazing to me how many new customers they get from places like the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and even as far away as Arizona. And Moss Nissan just can't be beat, folks, when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring with the free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And again, trade-ins, hey, I got offered $1,500 more for my car than what I already knew it was worth. On the spot, if I wanted to sell it, they were going to write me a check right then and there. I says, no, I don't think so. You know what I'm waiting for. And I'll have what I want in a couple of weeks. So there you go. But you can upgrade your ride right now and have some extra money in your pocket that you hadn't planned on. If you want to sell your vehicle, go up there, get it appraised. In the meantime, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors get a great deal. Also, don't forget, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is the motto of Moss Nissan. And while you're up there, check out the hottest new SUV on the market, the Rogue. They've redesigned it. It is really sharp. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And oh, by the way, make sure you tell them that before you seal the deal. It's worth extra money off the vehicle you're looking at. Okay, back to Amanda Mackey, lawyer and Republican strategist, and good morning again, and thanks for coming on.
Sure thing.
Now, got to talk about the United States of Florida and our great governor, Ron DeSantis, who did it again, and it wasn't a popular thing with the NCAA, what he did about the transgender athletes, but I'm all for it.
Here's the thing. This is, I think the Democrats are trying to equate this to the bathroom bills, those bathroom wars that we had in 2016 and 2017. I look at this completely differently. I think any, your average ordinary person and the independents who really win the elections, whether they go Republican or Democrat, they would view this as, okay, wait, my daughter is a track and field athlete. My daughter is a basketball player. My daughter's whatever sport. She's trying to get a scholarship for college, and now she has to compete against someone who is biologically a male. And therein lies the problem, is that you're not on equal footing. We're not putting our young women on equal footing in that example, where we are making them compete against someone who is biologically clearly going to be bigger, going to be stronger. It's just a fact. You can't deny that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I love about Ron DeSantis is he walks right into that and says, to hell with you guys. We're not going to do that to our girls.
That's what he
said. And he has daughter sitting right next to him, his 2 or 3 year old daughter sitting right next to him, mm-hmm. and saying, we're not going to do that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the woke, you know, whether it's woke corporations, whether it's just the woke culture, I mean, they go apoplectic because they say, well, it's the first day of, you know, Pride Month, and how dare he do that? And, you know, they're upset. And I just look at this as just mm-hmm. take a step back, whether you're Republican, Democrat, whatever your leanings are, just take a step back and say, is it fair to do this to our young women? Mm-hmm. Is it fair to make them compete against biological males who clearly have an advantage both in strength, agility?
No.
It's mm-hmm. not fair.
Right.
But see, this is part of, I believe, where the Republicans really want to fight, you know, things like this, mm-hmm. You know, just the transgender athlete bill. They want to fight on critical race theory. This is where the Democrats have gone too far, mm-hmm. and the Republicans believe they need to be reeled back in. So I think these are actually going to be huge 2022 midterm election mm-hmm. issues, too.
All right, well, hold that thought. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to take the question. Good morning, caller. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question for Amanda Mackey?
Hey, good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. It's Eric in Seminole. Real quick, ma'am, you're a Republican strategist, and, you know, that's the moniker. And my question to you is this. With the way that the grand old party, GOP, has been going for at least the past 10 years, what do you think is working or is not working regarding the strategy the Republicans are taking as far as putting America first every time, all the time? And I'll just take my answer off the air. Thanks for
Thanks, sir. Okay, Semper Fi to you. Okay, go ahead, Amanda.
President Trump did an incredible job of, you know, lowering business regulations, lowering taxes, you know, really fighting for the American family, not just the country club Republican. You know, he took that away and went straight for the guys and gals who, you know, take a shower after work. You know, he really focused on the hardworking men and women and making sure that China wasn't eating our lunch, that China wasn't taking our jobs. Our jobs were not being taken overseas. Really, the protection of American jobs, I think, was what he really strives for. But keeping the homeland safe, look at what Biden has done in just 130 days. Look at the crisis we have on our border. Year over year, 1,000% increase in the number of migrants that are coming to the southern border. These are the types of things that President Trump really did an excellent job of. Mm. And so if we can continue to pursue, you know, finding, recruiting Republicans in that vein that can promote and pursue those policies, I think we will be right on point. I think we can win in 2022. But what I always say is, stop picking these candidates that can't win. Stop picking the most fringe candidates that cannot win in the general. If you can't win in the general, why are you voting for these people in the primary? You're shooting yourself in the foot by picking someone who ultimately is not going to win. Mm-hmm. And if you know they're not going to win, don't pick them. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell people, because this is about taking back seats. We have kept the Democrats to the slimmest majority. Mm-hmm. That is five seats right now, the slimmest majority ever in the House of Representatives. But you know what? The House is a majority rule system. If you have the House, you have it all. You don't have to ever negotiate with the opposing party. So we need to take back the House. We are only five seats shy.
Last night. we're six.
Well, it'll go back and forth. But okay, so let's, as of today, six. But it'll be five because of various things that are going to happen where Biden's going to have them in the administration. So he's going to walk away.
Let me point out something to you that Barack Obama said was quoted and written about in Breitbart News. This is Obama's third tour. Barack Obama said, Joe Biden is merely finishing the job with my former staff that I set out to do, the fundamental transformation of America. You agree with that statement?
Yes, I do. And the reason is because Biden has brought back the entire Obama administration, it seems like.
Yep.
Look at who is heading up the State Department, Antony Blinken. Mm-hmm. Antony Blinken was a Clinton administration person, and then he actually was on the Foreign Relations Committee when Biden was senator. But then he was the chief architect of the Iran nuclear deal that sent billions in pallets of cash back to Iran for them to support state-sponsored terrorism, like they do with Hamas and Al-Qaeda.
So, yes.
It's very easy to follow the breadcrumbs. It's very easy to follow the trail. These guys come right back, and they come back in the Biden administration, and they're continuing to promote getting back into the Iran nuclear deal.
Before we run out of time, I got to ask you this question. Charlie Crist is going to run for governor. We understand that Nikki Fried is going to run for governor. That ought to be interesting because Charlie and Nikki are going to go at it, and Charlie can really be mean and nasty when it comes to being a political opponent. Now, that opens up the 4-13 Democratic side to a couple of people I've heard names mentioned. One's a veteran, one isn't. Both of them are up-and-comers. One's a state assembly person or something like that. One's not. But the fact of the matter is, that opens it up on the Republican side. And by the way, yesterday at the lunch that I had, the question that was asked of me was, oh, is that girl that had the red car running for office again? That's all they remembered. They didn't remember what the platform was. It was the car.
Yeah, well, that car, it's funny because people always ask me, were you the girl in that car commercial? It's come to figure out. That car commercial is what the candidate here ran her political commercial on. And it really never talked about why Charlie Crist needed to be beat, which is, you know, why would you run it? Why would you spend the money and run an ad when you don't talk about Charlie Crist being beat?
All right, here comes the music. It's Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com, right?
Yep, Facebook
and Twitter.
Go
over there and check out all the information about you they want, and if you're going to make any announcements.
And I will be on Newsmax at 9:30 this morning.
All right, good. Hopefully I'll get a chance to be awake and see you. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Amanda Mackey, everybody. M-A-K-K-I on the last name, AmandaMackey.com. Go over to her website. Check her out. She is a lawyer and a Republican strategist. And I shall return with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it has begun submitting data from several studies on its shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the United States under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. The company said it also plans on asking for an emergency use authorization this month for use in children ages 12 to 15. Pfizer received authorization for the same age group last month. And an off-duty Los Angeles firefighter shot and killed one colleague and wounded another. The shooting occurred Tuesday morning in the Agua Dulce area near Santa Clarita. Investigators say the man killed was a 20-year veteran of the department, and the injured firefighter was a captain who was airlifted from the scene. The suspect allegedly returned to his home near the station after the shooting. When police arrived, they found the home on fire and the suspect dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I will. This portion of the program, my conversations with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, if you're within the sound of my voice, you could be within the sound of six of their dealerships right here in the great state of Florida. And they're, of course, Everglades Equipment Group. They have reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Now, John Deere, yep, got it. You need a leaf blower? Got that. You need a push mower? Got that. How about a sit-down mower? Got that. How about a tractor with a 60-inch deck on it? Got that, too. How about a backhoe? Got it. How about something for industrial use? They got those, too. And they also have a big leasing or rental department there. Now, don't forget, Everglades Equipment Group, with their reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Look them up. Give them a call. Check it out. Find out what's going on, and you'll know what I know, and that is they're the very best at what they do. All right. We have Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the telephone with us. And, Colonel, this is getting to be a very interesting segment. I got a lot of people that are chiming in saying, hey, is the Colonel going to be on? Is the Colonel going to be on? And, of course, what you and I are going to talk about is Bibi Netanyahu apparently is being run literally out of the Israeli political scene to be retired off into the sunset by the opposition.
Good morning, Captain. Yeah, you know, the confusion here in America about what appears to be a very unusual occurrence and disruption in the government of Israel really is not. And that should not be surprising because many here in America, and sadly to say, many of those that are hold elected government positions here in America are ignorant of our own American founding principles, so why should we be surprised that they, do not understand the Christian Judeo underpinnings of our founding principles, but they don't have a clue about Israel and the Israeli government. Number one, the Israeli government has one fundamental purpose, and that is to protect the Jewish state. Now, that is not to be confused with the purpose of, say, in a communist nation like China, where the purpose of the government is to sustain the power of a select few in the Communist Party, namely the Politburo. It's not the same. As it is here in America, in the United States, the purpose of government is to secure our individual liberties. So there's a distinction between the purpose of the Israeli government in the United States, but they are much more in common than they are separate. And what is it that binds them together? Well, number one, it is the sanctity of the individual. The individual. Protecting the Jewish state is for the purpose of making sure that there will forever after be a safe haven for the Jewish people, so that we don't have 6 million individual Jews that are put to death or that are persecuted throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what it's the same. In contrast, the purpose of an Islamic state, and one which is increasingly embodied by the American left, is collectivism, mm-hmm. which is the diametric opposite of what the fundamental purpose of what is in common with the United States and Israel. One of the differences is here in the United States, the greatest threat to our founding principle of form of government is an internal threat brought on by the progressive left, which does not like individualism. Therefore, that's why you see this disdain for Jews and this embracing of, however radical they may be, Islamic radicals of the Muslim faith.
Mm-hmm.
Israel, on the other hand, they enjoy an advantage over us in that their greatest threat is external. They are, by and large, notwithstanding what you see going on right now with Bibi Netanyahu, is an external threat. They are very united in preserving and protecting the Jewish state on behalf of the individual Jews in that nation.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Jewish state has always suffered one of the other similar problems that we have increasingly in our country, and that is assimilation. Most people don't understand that the Jewish state is far more diverse than what they might think. Yes, it is a Jewish state, but the Knesset, made up of 120 members, is a very disparate group. In fact, the state of Israel from its very beginning, and particularly with the fall of the Soviet Empire and with the assimilation of Jews from Northern Africa, all that in more recent years, has meant that they have had to do the same thing we've had to do, wrestle with assimilation. How do you bring them in? How do you make them understand what it is to be a member of the Jewish state, even if you're an Arab, even if you're a Muslim? Because there are Muslim members that are part of the Knesset in the Israeli government.
Mm-hmm.
And we in America have that same problem where we risk with assimilation, which is, what does it mean to fundamentally be an American? And so both our nations wrestle with the idea of, one, is making sure that we're educated and informed, and then we've got the leftists, which control the education field, which have brought us away from understanding, and our youth away from understanding what those fundamental principles are. So we have a great deal in common.
Mm.
And, you know, Bibi Netanyahu was the prime minister when I was in Israel, my 2 years as a liaison to the Israeli Defense Force.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he hasn't been continuously the prime minister there.
No.
But he has kind of been, had a whole lot in common with another prime minister. And that was in Great Britain, which is that day. And that would be the Iron Lady, a great deal in common.
Mm-hmm.
But in recent years, and what the travails that he has right now, he has a great deal in common with former President Donald Trump.
Right.
It's very similar in some of the opposition he faces and some of the tricks that are being pulled. I don't know whether in the end he'll be found guilty of any of the criminal charges that he's facing right now. In addition to trying to cobble together and put together a government. And by the way, they have until midnight tonight perhaps to put together a new government. So it will be interesting to see what happens there.
Now, are you surprised with President Biden's first budget request for the Department of Defense, where he slashed procurement by $8 billion for some of the typical legacy weapons we'd have in the systems that we have used for many, many years, and now is looking for a $5.5 billion boost for the development and testing of cutting-edge technologies like cybersecurity and whatnot, because they want to deter China?
That's amazing. I often tell people when I reflect on anything that's going on in our country and the world today, that I continue to be disappointed, but I'm no longer surprised by anything. How can you be? Anybody that's awake to what has occurred in the world and in our country, nothing should surprise you. So the fact that we would have what is fundamentally different than what Biden has said most of his life served in as a government employee shouldn't surprise anybody. And his embracement of many of the things that seemed to be at odds with what he has said decades ago or 5 years ago should not surprise anybody, because he's reliant, kind of like in Israel, where they have to cobble together very disparate groups in order to govern. Well, he doesn't have that challenge. All he has to do is please the progressive far left. And so in order to do that, he has to abandon or flip-flop many of the things, or waffle on many of the things that people thought, and those that voted for Biden, and much some of their consternation is that, wait a minute, this is not what I voted for. Well, guess what? It is what you voted for. And look at the people that he's put in charge throughout his cabinet and our government. It is to appease the progressive left, period.
Now, my final question, Colonel, is what's the name of the group that you have down there, and when do they meet?
Yeah, I am part of the a couple of groups, but I meet with the Republican Liberty Caucus, and we're a group. We are the Caucus of the Republican Party, which means that we don't fight the Republican Party, but we work with it. We are conservative. We stand for three pillars. One is limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise, period. That's the three pillars upon which our founding principles are, and what we think that all conservatives and all Republicans ought to be able to rally against and not fight. Be true to principles, not politics.
Very good. And, of course, one of these times I'll be able to slide down there again and meet up with your group, because I will be down there, by the way, Thursday for Have Lunch with the Captain of Mixon Fruit Farms.
Captain, I'm going to be having lunch with you on Thursday tomorrow.
Great. All right. We'll let you go, sir, and I look forward to seeing you then, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day, Captain.
Thank you very much. Okay, and coming up, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Yep, ConsumerQB.com, his website. You'll hear him here on my flagship station weekday afternoons. And he'll be right with me in just a couple of minutes.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yahoo! And I know that Donna and Don are up right now out there in the stable with the radio turned on. And hello to you guys. Hope you're doing well. And oh, by the way, let's not forget that they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to everybody, Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. And they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, right there where Clark and McIntosh come together. Now, all their blinds and shades, their shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. All right, here he is, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Good morning, Mr. Consumer Quarterback.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you today, sir?
Not bad. Did you find your football?
Yes, I did. They were on the floor.
Did you have to
behind the desk?
Did you have to put air in it? Because it looked like it was a little low.
Yeah, they need air, but I haven't done that.
All right, but you found your helmet, too.
Yes, sir. That's right. We got the helmet, the footballs, all the good stuff.
So the consumer quarterback is going to be playing football when he does the radio show.
That's right. That's a good for a social media post, you know?
Yeah. I know. Just give me a fire helmet. By the way, mine's in the car.
Nice.
So there you go. Yeah, I know. So anyway, I get a lot of people, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday. They just don't know who to trust anymore when it comes to different things. Like, for example, let's say you want a little work done on your home. Maybe you got some screens that need to be fixed, and you're looking for a handyman. But what is a true handyman, supposed to do to be legal in Florida? Don't they have to have, like, a occupational license?
I think that's one of the areas that are kind of open a little bit still. You got to be careful about using handymen. Just make sure they don't cross over into electrical and those types of things that they're not licensed for. But yeah, they should be able to hang up TV brackets for you and, you know, basic stuff like that. Maybe low voltage type stuff. But yeah, a lot of the other contractors, they say, yeah, don't let the handyman cross over into my trade, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because some people are getting burned because they get somebody in there and the guy says, well, I need $100 and I need to buy this, this, and this, so I need 50 of the $100 right now so I can go get whatever. They go get it and they don't come back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's, man, there's so many different types of scams and contractors like that. It's just, you got to be careful. You got to really do your homework and search them up online. You know, go to the different state, the Department of State, and check them out online as well. When you look at Florida, you know, .biz, sunbiz.org, that is. And check them out, look for complaints.
It's just like, like a car repair shop. When you get one, you need to take a look at the reviews and see if they're listed anywhere.
Right, yeah, check out their reputation. You know, there's some really good ones, and there's, you know, some that are going to cause you trouble. So you want to eliminate the headaches when you can in this busy life that we live nowadays.
All right. Now, one of the things that you do is you bring a lot of people in there that represent all walks of business to help people out with problems that they've got. And just tell us about some of what it is that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we bring in, for example, several different types of attorneys with all types of different specializations, ranging from, you know, estate planning to family law, divorce, workers' comp, those types of scenarios that will play out. We also have a CPA who's an attorney. She has great tax strategies to help business owners and even individuals, you know, minimize and legally pay the minimal amount of taxes, you know, and then just lots of different areas on that financial and real estate wheel and even the home services wheel, you know, and we've vetted our contractors, we've vetted our attorneys, our CPAs, financial advisors, and we make sure that they do a good job for our listeners, and we have zero complaints. You know, everybody that's been referred just does a great job for the folks out there and try to put them in a better position.
Okay. And when it comes to home loans, I think I saw somewhere where the financing has lowered again because of the – is that right? Am I saying that right?
You know, it's possible. You know, the federal funds rate, it's going to be a little bit fluid right now with so much going on. There's so many different factors. But, yeah, overall, in general, we're still looking at great rates, great time to – you know, take out some cash if you need to pay off debt, or potentially, you know, people that are looking to buy or invest in real estate. The cost of funds are still extremely low, just given the fact that the where the market's at. But yeah, it's just a great time for real estate. It's a good time for a move up buyer. Anybody that's selling a lower priced home and moving up to a moderate to high priced home, you know, there's less competition at those higher price points. Although there is still unprecedented competition at those price points, too. But you might be able to do a nice trade up right now.
Well, I know used cars have gone up about 20% in value. And for anybody that's got a used car, I don't know if properties have gone up, too. Haven't they, quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, property values are up. The demand is here. There's that big trend now from blue states to red states. And I love that news the other day when it said that Governor DeSantis overwhelmingly mention that the people that are registering, they're registering Republican when they move down here. So that's such an awesome news to hear.
Well, I sure hope so, because if they're not and they come down here with their old habits, they're gonna ruin it for everybody else, because there's a reason people are down here. We don't like paying state income tax. Hello. We don't like paying high taxes. Hello. And we do like having our reasonably priced gasoline, which isn't all that great, but it's better than what it is where it's $6 a gallon.
Yep, and we like our freedoms. We don't like to be locked down. We don't like to be told what to do by authoritarian governments.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, he's doing a great job keeping
Give us the website to find out more about you, or websites. I think you got two of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Our real estate business, Keller Williams, you can reach us at Platinum MVP, Platinum MVP team.kw.com, and then also ConsumerQB.com for the real estate show. You can see all of our expert contributors there, previous shows, videos at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, and Brandon, I look forward to talking to you next week, and maybe I'll see you soon.
Hey, likewise, my friend. Thank you so much, Captain.
All righty, that's Brandon Rimes, and of course, he's known as the consumer quarterback, and he helps a lot of people, okay? It doesn't matter where you live. If you're listening to me out there in California and you're not getting anywhere, he could probably help you and give you the name of someone that you could reach out there that could take better care of you, but he could at least point you in the right direction, and he's more than happy to do that. Real nice guy. He and his wife, Lindsay, they do a great job together. And back at you there, Eric. Appreciate the good word. Now, you know, the Captain's America Third Watch is a program that's all about we the people. And everything we do here is for us, we. There is no I, me, or my in what I do. Sometimes I get put in a position where people want me to talk about myself and this, that, and the other, and all that. But I try not to, because we try to stay on the subject of what America needs, because I believe America's best days are still ahead of us. And oh, by the way, June the 15th, if you're around and you want to come to the mugs at Icott Center in Largo, I will be the keynote speaker that night for the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Always a lot of fun when we get together. We'll have a couple hundred people or more. Sometimes it's a lot more or more. It just all depends. But we'll have at least a couple hundred people there for that event. And hopefully you'll be one of them. You can come over there, and it starts at 6:30. You can come over there a little bit early and have yourself a little dinner. Have right at the table, because we have tables where people sit down. And there you go. So keep all of that in mind. Keep all of that in mind as we ponder through the day with everything that's going on here. And remember, it is all about we the people here on this program. And we're so happy to welcome the new callers that call in, the new people that send us emails, and all of the above. So, check out the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we can save you money with over there. And remember, I'll be back tonight again, 2 a.m., live and in living color with tomorrow's news tonight. Have yourself a great day. Stay low, my friends. And remember, America first. God bless America.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.